This is On Second Thought. I'm Celeste Headlee. There are millions of blogs on the internet, and only a very select few actually rise to attract millions of readers and influence society. Awesomely Lovey is one of those blogs. It's written by comedian and activist Lovey Ajayi. She's now put something down on paper instead of the internet, and it's her book called I'm Judging You, The Do Better Manual. And she joins us now. Thanks so much. It's good to see you.
Yes, glad to be here.
So you told NPR, and I want to read your quote here.
Yeah.
You said, quote, "People love my voice because they say I say what they were thinking, but dared not to say because they have a filter or a job."
Yes.
So isn't that the same thing people say about Donald Trump?
Yeah, see, except Donald Trump comes from a place of hate and no facts. Like, so there's two types of keep it real people. The people who are like, oh my God, I keep it real, who use it as an excuse to say hateful things and just the most awful things in the world. That's the Donald Trumps of the world. I'm the person who's in the room that points out that thing that you were thinking, but we're like, I didn't want to say it because I didn't want to be impolite. So I'm the person who's probably like, I don't know if that's a good idea in a room full of people in a meeting. And everyone else was like, oh my God, I'm fine. I'm so glad somebody finally said that. Or that guy's actually a pretty terrible human being. And everyone was like, we agree. Glad you said it first.
So how did you decide after all these years to turn those blogs into a book?
So my book is not even a series of blog posts. It's a series of essays. But I came with the idea because I got the idea, actually, August 4th, 2014 at 6:56 p.m.
You're going to tell me why you remember that again.
Exactly. That exact time. It's because, so on that day, I got plagiarized by a journalist, and I put this in quotation marks, who lifted about three paragraphs of my work. My audience knows my voice no matter if I write something and didn't put my own name on it. They're like, that sounds like a Lovey thing. So I woke up to like three or four emails from people who were like, hey, I just read this thing that sounded just like you. And they gave me the link. And I click on it. And I was like, that's because that is me. So I go on the massive Twitter, Facebook blog rant.
Yeah, it was big.
Right? It was huge. About how like plagiarism is just the lowest common denominator. Like, why would you do that? And you consider yourself a journalist. So the guy's mentions was in shambles. Like, everybody was like, dude, seriously? Because I showed everyone kind of like the side by side. And he took notice. He emailed me and was like, oh my goodness, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to do that. I didn't know I wasn't supposed to do that. I was like, what? So I tweeted, is there a limited edition handbook that some of us didn't get, you know, one on how not to be terrible human beings? And I pressed post and I was like, oh, that's the book I'm supposed to write. So that's the book I wrote.
This is supposed to be the handbook on how not to be a terrible human being.
Exactly. So that's what I wrote eventually in I'm Judging You, the Do Better Manual.
Yeah. And to a certain extent, your blog is based on making judgments.
Yeah, absolutely.
But do you come from a place where you feel as though they're the judgments that the vast majority of society agrees with? Or is it a racial thing? Is it more like this is what the vast majority of people that I know and like agree
with? No, I think it's a universal. This is how people should be judged. Like, this is how people think about the world. My audience spans
all types
of ages, races, gender identity, sexual orientation. Like, I have probably some of the most diverse audience in blogosphere. And the power of that is that people see universal truths in my writing. Like, you don't have to look like me or be who I am to read my writing and understand and relate to it and be able to see yourself in it.
So one of the more popular things that you do is recaps of Scandal. And I noticed you've started to do it with Issa Rae's Insecure as well.
Yeah.
How do you do a good recap?
Oh, man. So I also recap Game of Thrones.
Right.
How I do a good recap, live tweeting is actually really helpful for me when I do recaps.
Because you go back.
Because I go back and I use my live tweets as outlines, especially for Scandal. And you know how things are like granular and you blink, you miss a detail. A lot of times when I'm live tweeting, I end up going back to my live tweets to know exactly what happened when something was going on. And then I also have some of the most thorough like recaps in.
Yeah.
On the internet, basically. So people who've never watched some of these shows that I recap will say, oh, like, I know exactly what happened. Or I watched Scandal through your recaps. Like, and I was like, wow. So I think I skipped three episodes of Scandal because I was crazy busy in the spring. And people were like, I'm so behind on Scandal because you haven't written your recap yet. So, yeah, you just have to be really thorough. You have to draw people in. I use a lot of GIFs, too. So,
and you call it GIFs?
I say GIFs, not the GIFs. I say GIFs. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So then how was the experience when you come coming from a place of so much immediacy, immediate reaction and immediate writing?
Yeah.
How then was the process different when you sat down to write a book?
Kind of difficult because I'm so used to immediate feedback.
Yeah.
But then here I am in a silo, basically in a vacuum of my own, churning out words that won't get feedback for a year, literally. So that was really different. And I was like, is this good? I'm like, okay, don't worry about it. Just keep writing. If it's not good, my editor would tell me it's not good. And then I turned to my manuscript and my editor was like, this is really good. So I was like, score. And then the book finally came out, which felt like forever, but also felt really quick. It came out September 13th. And the feedback was bananas. Like, people loved it and were sharing it with their friends. People bought multiple versions of it because I also did my audiobook. So a lot of folks were like, oh, I first I read the physical copy. Then I was like, no, I got to read this in her. I got to hear this in her actual voice. So people have been, man, they've been showing so much support for this book and love for this book.
So that means that you'd be willing to write a second.
I would be willing to write a second. I think the nicest note I've received about this book so far was from somebody who emailed me a couple of days ago and said my book literally saved their life. She said she's bipolar and she was having a manic episode. So her boyfriend grabbed the book, which was sitting on her nightstand, and started reading it to her. And she was like, you're funny, literally pulled me out of a manic spiral. I was like, holy smokes. So yeah, that was an amazing note to get.
Loving Ajayi is the author of I'm Judging You, The Do Better Manual. She also writes the blog Awesomely Lovey. She'll sign copies of her book tonight at 6 at the Grand Hyatt Hotel in Buckhead. That's part of the Blogalicious Conference in Atlanta. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.